Okay, by popular demand, the entire list of obstacles that you have observed as the primary and most consistent reasons why real estate companies struggle. So here we go. Disconnect between priority of recruiting and recruiting execution. No clear system. Lack of compliance to recruiting systems if they do exist. No leads to fill the funnel. Poor lead follow-up, poor lead engagement, poor lead conversion, and blaming poor results on poor selection. We're going to go over each of these in the coming weeks, but we're going to go through in the solution phase of this through a filter, a psychological filter that I'm going to enjoy sharing with you over the next couple of weeks. But first, let me describe to you how this works in a company, how one problem leads to the other. Let's take, for example, a company that's developed a system of recruiting, but it doesn't last very long. And so they say it didn't work. Well, what's happening here? Now, there's a great example that all of you are aware of right now. If you go to your local gym, which I do 3 days a week, have since 1986, I go there in from January to February, it's full. There's lots of people. It's hard to find the machines and the free weights available. So what's happening? Well, the problem was identified. They needed to work out. The system added was I'll join the gym and put it on my calendar. But how long does this last? Well, we all know the answer to this. By March, I will have plenty of room in my gym, and so will you. This is called system resistance or policy resistance. Frequently, people will respond to change in a desired manner for a very short period of time, but then return to its pre-policy change state. All of the problems above that I've listed, this occurs to. Now, great recruiting and great execution of any strategy in your business, for that matter, requires people. And because it requires people, it requires you to understand them and how to keep them moving with as little resistance as possible in the right direction towards an agreed upon goal. To understand how to do this, I'm going to describe this simple and yet very powerful model that, if used, it can help your team execute almost any strategy more successfully. It's called the rider, the elephant, and the path, described originally by Jonathan Haidt, psychologist. It's a model that describes these two sides of the human mind that are often struggling for control towards often very different directions. One side is the emotional, habitual, automatic, irrational side, the elephant. The other is the analytical, controlled, rational side. It's the rider. Now, the rider is rational. It creates goals. It plans ahead. While the elephant's more irrational, emotionally driven, more habitual, and more reactive than proactive. So perched on the elephant, the rider holds the reins and acts like he's in control, he or she is in control. But the rider's control is problematic because the rider is so small and weak relative to the elephant. The rider is actually weak enough that when compared to the elephant's power, any time this 6-ton elephant and the rider disagree about which direction to go, the rider's going to lose, and the elephant will make sure he does. He's completely overmatched. Well, next week, we're going to start talking about change in recruiting or of any strategy and how it impacts your organization, how you can begin to use this analogy to drive your recruiting strategies in the correct directions and fix the problems listed above.